You are listening to Diamond Sounds.
May the evening soothe and welcome you, O travelers from Upper Egypt.
You will travel no further because you are come. Here, you are at the beginning of time.
Here was conceived and lived the great week of the creation of the world, and the separation of the earth from the waters. You are at the house of the Father.
In this house of the Father, each pharaoh thought of himself as a son and wished to leave his mark upon it.
Each added, superimposed, overdid, outdid through a span of 20 centuries.
The result is this fabulous labyrinth of facades and passages, esplanades and corridors, perspectives and detours to which only priests and pharaoh had access.
But the Egyptian is at ease in the circumvolutions of the divine. He is at home with the science of the beyond. He has a taste for side exits, secret passages, concealed staircases, the phosphorescent gloom of tombs. The Vade Mecums, the guidebooks for the journey which accompanied the mummy, are called Book of the Dead, Book of the Gateways, Book of the Caverns, Book of the Night. They are the only books ever to attempt to produce maps of the other world.
The solemn threshold you have just crossed was forbidden to common mortals.
The City of God was a fortress where a whole garrison of mystic votaries watched over the great divine scheme of things. Sunrises, eclipses of the moon, dynastic chains, the bark of night, the balms of immortality.
The Father is like unto an aged shepherd. His right hand holds the shepherd's crook that gathers in the dust of the stars. His left hand fondles a wild ram walking with him. He is the God of the first day. It is he who is called Amon. At the very mention of his name, priests bow the head, and mere mortals prostrate themselves in the dust. Sometimes Ram and God blend together, and a curly-browed sphinx can be seen leading the flock, like this one that the sculptor has fashioned in multiplicity to guard the court of Karnak.
Listening to Diamond Sounds.